We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Hey, everyone, welcome in Rick Stream right now, Director of Elections for the Republicans in St. Louis County, Republican Election Director. And Rick, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing fine. It's my understanding that absentee voting has opened in St. Louis County.
That's correct. It's state law. It opens 6 weeks prior to the election. So that was this past Tuesday, June 23rd. It opened and it'll go for 6 weeks.
Oh, good. So people know that who need to absentee vote. Remind us again of the rules, because I know there's some confusion out there since the governor signed that rule affecting mail-in balloting for COVID concerns.
Right. There's a couple of issues with that Senate bill, new issues, Senate Bill 631, that establishes a seventh category for voting absentee, and that's the COVID. We call it the COVID block. It does not require a notarization. And that's for people who, as the law says, and this law, by the way, has been, there's a suit against the law. It's in Cole County Court now. It was sent to the Missouri Supreme Court, which remanded it back to Cole County Circuit Court on Tuesday evening. But here are the rules. Right now, the law is in place. You have to be 65 years of age or older, live in a long-term care facility, have chronic lung disease or moderate to severe asthma, have serious heart conditions, are immunocompromised, have diabetes, have chronic kidney disease, have a liver disease. Those are the categories that you have to comply with, one of them, to allow you to vote in that seventh block of absentee voting, which is added to the other six. Block number two and block number seven do not require a notarization. So that was part of the bill. The other part of the bill was this mail-in ballot provision, which is brand new in Missouri, and it allows any registered voter to cast a mail-in ballot during 2020. Again, these two new changes are just for 2020, but the mail-in ballot is a little different than the absentee ballot. It has to be requested to the election authority, in that case us here in St. Louis County, in mail, by mail, or in person. And we mail them the ballot then. It has to be returned by U.S. mail. It can't be dropped off in person or any other way. It has to be returned by mail. And we have to receive it by 7 p.m. on election day. So those are the two changes to the existing current law.
That has to be notarized, correct?
That's correct. The mail-in ballot has to be notarized. And the other fact about these the either absentee balloting or this mail-in ballot is that 2 weeks out, July the 22nd is the last day for us to mail out ballots. In other words, we have to have an application from the voter, whether it's for an absentee ballot or a mail-in ballot, by 5 p.m. on July the 22nd. Okay, that's important for people to remember. If we don't have your application in hand by 5 p.m. on July 22nd, by law, we do not have to send you a ballot. Now, you can still vote. You can still go to the polls and vote on election day. We also have four satellite offices, north, south, west, and central, that people can vote at absentee before the election. So there are other ways to vote, but according to this new law, and the old law, too, July 22nd is the last day that people can apply for an absentee ballot or a mail-in ballot.
Rick Stream, great information this morning, my friend. I appreciate you giving us some time.
No problem, Mark. Thanks for having me on.
Get more at 971talk.com.